Adigo operator.
Joined.
Tijani Benjima.
Joined.
Okay, you're the first caller. I'm calling the rest of them.
Tijani Benjima. I am here.
Kermit. Hi, this is the operator to put you into the conference call. Are you there? Okay, one moment.
Hello?
Oui, Khaled.
Joined.
Monsieur Tijani.
Marhaba.
Joined.
Evan Leibovich.
Joined.
Hi, Evan. How are you doing?
Omar Kaminski from Brazil.
Joined.
Maar ik zit juist, ik sta juist in een conference call die een minuut en een half ongeveer gaat duren. Ik heb, ik heb alle backups al genomen. Dat toch al gedaan is. De rest zien we dan straks wel.
Cheryl.
Oké, joh.
Joined.
Hello Cheryl, how are you doing?
I'm fine, how is it all going?
Happy to speak with you again. I'm trying to invite you on Skype if you want to join.
Already done.
Okay. Hi. So, I think we miss only who else?
Khaled, I hear you badly. What happened?
Is that the case of everyone?
I need to change the phone maybe.
Now it's better.
Much better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So if maybe it's better to begin. I am not sure if everyone has already checked the summary of the 12th. So, as the suggested agenda items, they are first one, adoption of the meeting summary, 12th February. Number two, update on the documentation review. Number three, update on statement drafting. Number four, program planning for summit sessions. So, I think the meeting summary of the 12th is adopted. Anyone has any adding to this summary?
Oh, well, Rudy here, except that we have to change. There was mentioned before February the 20th, and it should be February 19th. I will modify it and put the right date on it, as it is the 19th and not the 20th we are meeting.
Yeah,
Jason already put it, a note under the page.
Yeah.
Next meeting is scheduled on Thursday 19th and not 20th.
I did this comment. I did it, this comment.
Yes. Okay, very good. Thank you.
It was my comment, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. So, can we go through the point number two? Okay.
There's mention of a document review. I'm apologize, but I'm not. I guess I haven't seen the document yet.
Yeah, even in fact, the number is about documentation review. If we reviewed the documents related to our working group or not, the documents are in the page documents of the working group. I can give you here the link. It's WG3 documents. It's on Skype.
Okay.
Heike Jensen.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Hi, Xu. How are you doing? Okay. Hong, we just begin with approving the summary of the last meeting. Do you have anything to add? I'm not sure
that Hong is online for the moment.
I heard a Chinese name, so that's why. Okay.
Perhaps it's good to do the roll call to see who is online, because I'm trying to fix who is online, who is not online, in order to have the minutes correct. Otherwise, we will not know who was in the meeting.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea. So Tijani
is online.
Okay. Khaled is online.
Heike is online.
Omar is online.
Oh, just a minute. Omar is online. Heike is online.
And Evan.
And Cheryl.
And Cheryl also.
and Ruby.
I'm lurking about. I'm also in the Adobe Connect room for your working group, and it is a most useful tool. If I can encourage you to go there, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm also on the Adobe.
Yeah, we are trio there.
Yeah. Okay. So, Evan or Rudy, do you have? I checked the document page. I think it's already. We have all the documents necessary for drafting the statement. I don't know if there is any other document related to our subject that we can put it online. Maybe the second draft or the guidelines to just release it on the IT. I don't know if it's better to add it to this page.
I'm going to make an inquiry within the North American region whether or not it created...
عندي كونفرنس تليفونيك مع بعد نكلمك. بعد نكلمك. كونفرنس تليفونيك.
Sorry, this is Evan.
Yeah.
I'm going to make an effort to see whether or not there was a North American region statement that was done separately from ALAC. I don't remember whether it was done or not, so I'm going to go back in our archives and check to see whether that was the case. If so,
yeah, maybe we can ask Cheryl if she is aware about that. As my knowledge, the African region don't have any statement draft about this subject.
If there was any, Cheryl here, if there was any separate regional statement put in that was separate to them being appended to ours, I don't know about it. But any regional statement, including what the North American views were, has been appended to ours, but not formally put in.
I believe that's correct.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So we consider that the documents on the page, on the wiki page, are sufficient until now for. For drafting the statement?
As I said the last time, we have to add what we received today, the new draft of the guidebook.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yeah, it's a basic document.
For those who don't know for the moment, there has been a release of the draft version 2, so perhaps it's a good idea to go through the second version and see what has been adopted from what we are arguing, so that in fact we don't have to refocus on those points. I think we have to focus on those which were not in the second version. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, this is what we said, actually, Rudy.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, it was. Okay. So can we go to point 3? On updating on statement drafting. I created myself a wiki page on the wiki space related to our working group. So you can find the draft statement. And now there is only the title, but we should add the content before the 22th as mentioned on the last meeting. So anyone, Rudy or Evan, maybe, what do you think, how we can work this?
I'm not sure. I guess I'm not totally sure what you're asking to make what work.
I'm asking who and how we'll put the content of the statement draft statement.
Cheryl, do you have access to them?
I mean, in the same way as anyone else does, but you can, if the page is there, that link should just be put in there. Perhaps the wiki page, rather than reproduce the current draft, perhaps that would be more someone could template the key changes and then open a discussion. I'll just see if I can actually put it in the Adobe room, though. But anyone, every one of you can update and edit the wiki pages as you wish.
Okay.
And of course,
I
staff would be more than happy to put it up there for you if you want to ask them.
Are we talking about the Alex statement to
join.
The board document?
Yes. Like to your documents page. I thought you were talking about the new draft and a synopsis of the key changes.
Yes, we talked about the draft statement that we should work on it in this working group. I think I will try to put something online. Maybe Rudy and Evan, you can help me on reviewing it before the 22th. So
okay, we can take that offline
yeah.
to email, and I'm more than happy to help.
Okay, very good. So do you agree on that?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Joined.
Oh, hi. Hello, everybody. This is Hong.
Hi there, Hong.
Hello, Hong.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Hong.
Oh, it's quite difficult to call in from the hotel.
You're welcome. We just finished reviewing the documentation and the statement drafting. Do you have any idea to put on the three first points of the agenda?
No, and I guess you must have had very good discussion. We can move on.
Okay. I have, in fact, a proposition about the statement drafting. I think that it's better to that the statement should be divided on three parts. The first part is to a statement related to the new GTLD as subject, and the IDN and the guideline, the guidebook. What do you think? I mean,
sorry, I can't hear you very well. I understand the first part IDN. The second one is on the guidebook?
Yes.
And the third one?
New GTLD.
The first one is the new GTLD as subject on its. I mean, we should draft a statement of the at-large community on new GTLD and also on the subject of new GTLD IDN and the guidebook.
Khaled, what do you mean by new GTLD? Because the guidebook is exactly dealing with the new GTLDs. So if we put a separate point called the guidebook, that means that we are treating the new GTLD in different ways.
Yeah, the first point about the new GTLD would say what is the point of view of the at-large community on the new GTLD as it is. I mean, if we agree or encourage to have the new GTLD or not, and all this. And the second point is our point of view related to the IDN, the new GTLD IDN. And the second point, our point of view in regards to the guidebook, what we think about it.
Just one point of order, if I may, Khalid. What your working group is drafting is your working group's view to all of those issues to bring to the rest of your summit.
Okay.
Because each of your working groups have your five areas are working on key points in exactly the same way as we would like to believe both regional and inter-regional under the auspices of ALAC working groups on topics. And so you are bringing your discussions forward to the rest of the summit delegates for further work. Just to make clear, because you're still only a subsection of all of the at-large structures.
Yeah. Thank you for this precision.
So.
Yeah, it's very important as precision.
Yeah, exactly. So correct me if I'm wrong, Cyril. So we will speak on our behalf, on the working group behalf, not
That's
on
right.
the
at-large community, yeah.
With the absolute intention for the rest of the at-large community to then continue working on in a much more vibrant and refreshed way post-summit, so that we do get a genuine at-large input as we review this second draft. But you will have done the primary work, the start-up work on that process.
Very good.
Okay. Any other adding on point three?
But my understanding is that the point one and point two will be very, very short. It will be what we have said before about the new GTLD process, but not process, the new GTLD conception and the IDN also. But the core work, the main work, will be on the guidebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is going to certainly be the lion's share of your focus. And what I might, if I may be so bold as to encourage you, suggest you consider is taking the guidebook in its separate sections.
That's right.
And doing a division of labour, perhaps, so that you know that you've looked at each of the sections.
Excuse me, can you precise what you are saying, Cheryl?
Certainly. That the application guidebook, which is going to be the main focus of your working group's review activities, has been divided. It is provided on the ICANN site in sections. And it's probably, particularly since in the development of this, it was dealt with in review form by the GNSO and ICANN community section by section. It might be a very good idea if you looked at each of the sections as a sort of a division of labour, but as a whole group, you look at the explanatory memoranda and supporting information, because it's in the explanatory memoranda that the rationale for where changes have occurred will be found.
Okay.
Colin, and Rudy, I have a question. For example, there is an important issue that's been discussed a lot in a large community. It's on the public order and a morality issue.
Yes.
On GTLD, new GTLD selection. If we want to separate our statement in three parts, the first part is a general statement on new GTLD process, and the second one on IDN, the third one on the guidebook. Do we want to comment on any substantive issue in the general statement, or we save all of that in the guidebook part? This is not only a substantive issue of the guidebook, but also a procedural issue in the guidebook.
This is Evan. To me, the guidebook is simply a matter of documentation of the policies that have been approved elsewhere. So, I mean, one of the things I'm hoping that the working group will do is to review the actual policy to find areas where there's parts of the policy as it's now published that are inconcurrent or going against what is perceived to be the public interest, to have those documented, commented on, and possibly being made part of a statement. I'm less concerned about the guidebook because that is mainly an expression of documentation of the process. If we have problems with the policy, then ultimately we're going to have problems with the way that policy is documented.
I agree with Evan. We indeed did the guidebook is only a piece of paper reflecting some thoughts, and I think it's important that we focus on the policies which are not in line with what the ALSs in general are thinking about.
Yes, I agree, but I think also that the procedure described in the guidebook is very important. You have the policy and you have to discuss it, but you have also the way to do it, and there is a lot of problems that we have a lot of concerns that we have to emphasize, we have to stress.
Mm-hmm. But coming back to the point of Hong, indeed, the morality has been a very weak piece in the guidebook. It has been much more explored now, and we have to consider this in depth, I think. I agree with you.
Yeah, so in this case, we should, in the part three, we should say that our working group find that the morality issue was really not discussed enough in the guidebook, for example.
Well, if I may, that is exactly the points that were made by the ALAC representation as we moved from version 1 to version 2. The ALAC statements that were made in the telephone, and there was about 15 hours of telephone briefings and discussions as we moved from version 1 of the guidebook to version 2. It was on the matters of varying importance, but that cost was one, reoccurring cost was another, morality and public order, and indeed when it got down to module 5 and 6, matters of IPv6 requirements and greater detail on that were all exactly the points that have been brought through, and to echo those, if they have not been addressed to the community's satisfaction in the version 2, is very much a key point of the outcomes of your working group.
Well, okay, thanks for Cheryl's briefing. So it seems we are going to express our working group's expectation or concerns primarily in Section 1 on general statement. And for the Section 3 guidebook, we'll be focusing on the possible improvement of the guidebook, of the process.
Exactly.
In version 3, what your work is going to be doing is encouraging and being the foundation for the wider at-large community's work in making the version 3 of the guidebook meet your needs as best as possible.
Exactly. Thank you, Shirin.
It is very important that you take the opportunity to show the rest of the at-large structures, representatives at the summit, and of course between the summit and our next meeting, and the calling for, I think it's something like 52 days, there's going to be a comment period, and they will be coming out with the 5 UN languages as well. It'll be 52 days after the last of those languages come out. In many ways, your working group has the opportunity to ensure that wide community discussion happens, and that you can do the synopsis and the bringing the community up to speed on what has been now offered for consideration in version 2, and highlight any additional issues or greater protections for public interest that need to be looked at for version 3.
What Cheryl said call it.
No, please, go ahead.
All right. What Cheryl said just remind me that whether we should sort of coordinate with the new GTLD working group in ALAC. Do we need any coordination with that side? saying that Cheryl said, of course, our statement was limited to the statement of working
group. I would live in hope that at the end of the summit, those at-large structure representatives who have ordered themselves into these five working groups would be the absolute mainstay and energy going directly into the ALAC working groups. Obviously, we can't mandate that, but I would like to think that the enthusiasm would mean that you literally become members and active participants, along with many other ALS representatives, to those working groups. So, yes, absolutely.
Well,
and
okay,
you do have duplication of people, obviously, for that very purpose. But each and every one of the ALAC working groups needs to be reviewed, restructured as required, repopulated and repurposed. And what we're doing at the summit is very much part of that.
Okay, very good. So we may wish to refer to that existing working group. So it's kind of an outreach for a large structure through this summit working group statement.
It goes to changing things being prepared by one or two individuals, particularly when those one or two individuals are very busy in another number of working groups. It's very important that ALAC working groups in the future are more vibrant and have much greater direct input from the at-large structures.
Mm.
At the moment, we have situations where one or two ALSs are putting in comments directly into the ICANN policy development process and public comment periods, and are working with the working groups. It's obviously ideal if a significant number of interested parties are doing that rather than just one or two. We've got very small percentages at the moment, and we're looking towards changing that.
Right, this is exactly what I mean. Our working group is only for the summit. Just say after this working group, after summit, there will be a lot of ad-hoc structure who become extremely interested in new GTLD issue. We may wish to channel their energy to a more sustainable structure.
That is music to my ears,
Holm. Oh, okay. Good.
Just for your edification, as there is only a few of you in the Adobe room, what I am doing is I'm now uploading the links to each of the module sections to there, so it may be possible for you to take that information and put it into your working wiki pages as well. Obviously, I don't want to interfere in your working wiki, but I'm happy to continue to put things into the discussion notes so you've got a ease of access. So I'll continue on with that while you continue on with your work.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sherid. And thank you very much also, Rudy, for your information about the UGTLD working group members, and finding that you are the link between us and the ALAC working group, so you can be this link by providing us more information and guiding this work between this working group and ours.
I'll try to fulfill the liaison function for this matter.
Okay.
So, I have a methodology question.
Yes.
First, shall we have another teleconference before Mexico?
Yes,
we need one. Okay. So I propose that for the 3 points that Khaled proposed, we have to prepare for the next meeting, for the next teleconference, bullet points for each one. And we have to discuss them or to prepare the discussion about those bullet points. Because if we are talking generally, widely, we have to focus now on the precise points.
Yes, I thank you, Mr. Tijani, for this proposal. In fact, we already discussed about having the first draft by the 22nd of February. So we should maybe in 2 days we should finalize some bullets, as you said. Those bullets bring me to the fourth point, which is the program planning for the summer session, where I remember that Rudy has suggested to create some PowerPoint slides that contain some bullets. Maybe those, the same bullets that we can create, will be used in this PowerPoint presentation. What do you think, Rudy, about that?
Well, yes, we can create some slides and do some presentation regrouping the focus points we want to debate on in during the work group session. In order to involve everyone. In that sense, it's quite important to see what are the bullet points we want to use, especially the modules on which we want to comment and eventually argue, such as morality module.
Well, we now have three sections. We will wish to divide our labor according to these sections. Say, who would like to draft the part on the guidebook and on the general statement on IDN? I can work on the IDN part if nobody else is interested.
Yeah, good idea. I can work on the general statement, the first part. Who can work on the guidebook?
I can contribute for the guidebook. It's huge. It's 111 or 119 pages. So
yeah. not including the attachments. Yes, I think that needs to be shared.
Well, we can split up the modules and try to get each one a few modules done. So
I propose that for the guidebook, that each one, people who want to contribute in the guidebook statement or guidebook part of the statement, I propose to create a space where everyone can put what he has to put, and then someone compile all that.
Right, this is a good idea. I suggest we create three wiki pages, just link to our working group page.
Yeah.
And right, so we can post a draft on that, and the other people interested will work later on. Yeah.
And we can add what we want to add. Yeah.
Okay, I will do that.
If I may,
but I prefer maybe it's better to have someone. To coordinate the question related to the guidebook.
Right. You're right.
If I may, Hong. For example, some of you will have skills and interests that go across. Into several aspects of the module. For example, Hong, I'm quite sure that you would have a particular skill set to offer into the review of the specifics of the new GTLD dispute resolution procedure that you proposed. So I think the way you're looking at dividing this is hugely important and will be very productive.
Oh, right, that's legal issue. I guess Evan would be... Evan, are you still there? I remember you're interested.
Well, I've been typing on Skype. My main interest is in the whole issue of the barriers to entry, first of all, because of expense, and also because of the role that ICANN is creating for itself, and that is an arbiter of morality. When they're competing morality interests, ICANN proposes to choose between them who is right and who is wrong for the purposes of GTLD acceptance, and that is at least within our region's discussion extremely contentious.
Right,
And has remained a contentious matter across all regions, yes.
Right.
Cool. So, Rudy, don't worry. A lot of people are helping you.
And you should note, of course, that, for example, Holly Raish, who will be the delegate for ISOC AU, has been one of the main writers of the ISOC AU comments directly to in ICANN so far. And whilst she will be involved in the security and working group, there will be people who you can co-opt for additional work to assist you as well. When you're all in a collegiate state in Mexico, you may very well draw on some other expertise to get opinion. And her particular expertise, Hong, you'll be relieved to know, she is a lecturer in internet and cyber law, as well as the executive director of ISOC AU and a member of our privacy commission here in Australia. So the legal aspects, for example, on the dispute resolution is something that you might find not only she, but a number of other ALS representatives might also have interest in. For example, the Latin American and Caribbean at-large structures are very heavily populated with jurors and legal experts, and I'd be very surprised if you couldn't get some input from them as well once you get hold of all these people in the summit itself.
Whereas the approach we took in North America was not a legal one but a philosophical one, debating whether or not ICANN even has the right to be an arbiter of morality. Forget about the procedures that they even choose. Do they even have the right to do so?
Evan, please do have a look at what ISOC AU put in there, because in fact her argument was that there was no basis in law for them to do that as well. And it's always good to have two prongs here for not only morale, philosophically was it unlikely that they could be able to take such a role. There was no international or uniformly regional law basis for it. So you'll get plenty of feedback from that, but certainly the ALAC view has been that it is not the business of ICANN to be making rulings on such things as morality and public order, and it has no place in content at all.
Thank you very much.
I think this is a good example where we can see what our group can do and maybe shouldn't do, because I agree that it makes most sense if we act as facilitators to sort of tease out the strands of arguments that have been made and point out, okay, from version one to version two, these things have been taken into consideration or haven't been taken into consideration. So only for us to produce something that will facilitate discussion as opposed to coming up with yet another political statement reflecting our opinion, because we won't get that together in the short period that we have.
Heike, if I may just there, what you said encapsulates, you know, the ideal outputs of this working group so perfectly. From my perspective, what was identified as we moved from version 1 to this version 2 was where very much larger areas of additional work need to go on between version 2 and version 3. And barriers to entry, dispute resolution processes, and the matters of morality and public order were amongst those hot topics.
And
our perfect time to do as you suggested and be actively involved in making version 3 meet internet end users' needs.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for on this clarification.
And you are and have an absolute headache when you look at how many additional pieces of information are supporting Module 5. So you would be well, I think, encouraged to have several people involved in the analysis of Version 2, Module 5. There is a huge amount.
Cheryl, can you be closer to the microphone because I heard you very, very low.
So sorry. When
yes.
you are looking at who is going to be doing your primary analysis and background work on the Module 5 in Version 2, there are very many pieces of support documentation. If I go back to it, I think there's something like 6 or 7 annexes. So you are going to need more energy from your working group looking at Module 5.
Yep.
Even Module 4 has a lot of new items brought in. It's an enormous piece of data that has been added to it. And it changes quite a lot of what was foreseen in Module 4.
Absolutely, which is a good thing.
It's a good thing, but again, we have to go through it, and this means that there will be a lot of new comments popping up.
Exactly.
And that's what I think we have to prepare in a few slides, that we can help the people participating in the work group in the session, that they can really follow what has been modified, because perhaps nobody, not everyone, will be able to go through the Version 2.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Would it be of any use to you for me as chair to ask our staff to have any of the ICANN staff come to your first working group meeting in Mexico to answer any questions or to give any review? I'm more than happy to see if we can schedule appropriate staff to stand in front of you all and have a discussion. Would that be of any use to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if you're happy, I will take that as an action item and see if we can get Kurt or someone at least of similar knowledge to join you very early, I would think, at the beginning of your working group face-to-face meetings.
Anthony Vancouvering.
Left.
Thank you, Cheryl.
May I propose that for practical or for to be efficient, we have 6 modules in the guidebook. Can we appoint 1 people for each module to try to work on? But that does not mean that this guy can't comment on the other modules.
Rudy, I do understand this methodology, but do we want to approach this module by module or issue by issue? Something that's been cross-referred in different ways.
Paul, if I may, the opportunity for public comment has been sectioned in module by module.
That's right.
So there may be an advantage in your efficiencies of working to prepare feedback that can be plugged straight into that process later.
Yeah.
Cheryl, excuse me, but it may be more practical to look at it module by module, but maybe in our statement it would be better to look at it by issues, because as Hong said, there is some issues that are treated in cross modules, so it depends. But I think
sure.
it's better to have someone. It's better to have someone in charge of the guidebook, and the others will help them.
I think that's going to be quite difficult. If only one person is going through the guidebook,
yeah.
You won't hear from that person in a week from now.
No, not as responsible of collect, but he will be as coordinator between all the others. I mean, all of us should put some.
We have a beautiful name for that person. Evan.
Khaled. Yes, Khaled, for more efficiency, if we don't want to let something missing in the guidebook, we have to go through them module by module. And we can have one responsible for the whole guidebook. But to be sure that we have all seen and all commented, we have to go, I think, module by module.
I agree.
And I just want to ask that before my name is volunteered for more than it is, I just wanted to remind that as rapporteur of the entire session, it's going to be my task to try and bring together everything. So in addition to the individual components, my goal is to try and summarize the working group into such a form that will be that will be usable and useful at the final sessions.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. Very good. So I think we all done with the 4 point. Can we agree on the date of the next meeting?
Before that, Khaled, what is the decision about the methodology? Shall it be module by module, and or everyone comment on what he wants to comment?
My understanding is that Evan will be responsible on that, and each one will comment on which module he wants.
And also keep in mind, this is not meant to be a one-way presentation. This is working group. We're going to have other people involved with us, and so there's going to be a certain amount of explanations. There's going to be a lot of people who come in who do not totally know what's going on. So even those that are not specifically charged with evaluating a specific part of it should be able to come in having at least read the document and being able to engage the other summit participants in putting something together as we go towards a final statement.
Yeah. I think there is 6 modules, and now we are less than 6 on the call, so it's better to... for practical reasons, we cannot give module per person. So
okay.
It's better to let it open to anyone who wants to add any want to say on 2 or 3 modules.
Okay.
Sorry, Khaled, we are 7 on the call.
Yes. Cheryl is not. Cheryl is guest.
No. Cheryl is guest. Cheryl is number 8. But we have Tijani, Heike, Omar, Khaled, Evan, Rudy, and Hong. So we are 7.
There is someone who left. There is someone who left.
Oh, someone disappeared.
Yeah.
No, if you want, but I mean, myself, I didn't read the second version until now, but I mean, I will not be able to choose a module. I think no one of you is able to do it now.
That's right, but I think
I
also
propose that we put
it
on the mailing list, and that each of us makes choose a module or decides to go through all of it, so that we at least know who is going to do what, because otherwise
you're right.
The 25th will be there and there will be no consolidated document which is somewhere the work we expect from Evan needs our input, and if we all work on the same issue, let's say morality, then we will have a very weak presentation.
What I understood is that Evan will prepare the draft, and I am afraid Evan will be exhausted because...
am I being asked to prepare?
To prepare the draft statement.
Okay.
That's what I said.
I am a. Let me just be clear about my understanding of my role.
Yeah.
My understanding is that I am not there to initiate. I am there to report on what happens. So my goal is to take the work of the working group and to try and accurately report on it. My goal is not to initiate anything so much as to report on what happens.
Okay, very good.
I just want to make that clear. It's not my intention to drive the discussion, but simply detail for the rest of the summit where it's going.
No, it's that's not my understanding.
Excuse me, Tijani.
Yes,
I remember that we agreed on the following methodology, which is to create some bullet points on three parts. The first part is the new GTLD in general. The second part is the idea. And third part is the guidebook. I am in charge of the first part. Hong is the, in charge of the second part, which is the IDN, and we, as I understand, you, Evan, is in charge of the third part, and all of us are in charge of give you comments on each model.
What I was hoping to do is that I would participate in the third part, but as the rapporteur for the entire session, I'm hoping that I would not also be the one in charge of the third part. That was my main comment.
Cheryl, please, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to give you some good news, and that is that all of the work you're doing in these calls is far from unproductive, and do not fear too much, Rudy, that on the 25th you won't be as far forward as you would want to be. In fact, when you meet together in Mexico in full face-to-face, all of the work you've done is work you don't have to do then. And believe me, when the first 55 minutes or so of a face-to-face meeting is taken up deciding on who does what and how it's going to be done, you're already ahead, and it's hugely ahead than the way normal progress is going to go. But you have a very important advantage in your working group. One of the other working groups, or actually two of the other working groups, have a slightly similar situation, and that is the Monday afternoon session, which is the Joint Advisory Committee and Support Organisation session. We've chosen the chairs of each of the support organisations and advisory committees have chosen two major sections that we're going to be having a whole of ICANN meeting discussion. And the first one, between 2 o'clock and 3:30, is expanding the namespace. And the three specific questions that will be discussed as an ICANN-wide community exercise is, what is the impact of new GTLD and IDN fast-track processes on the market structure of domain namespace and ICANN's processes? How should geographic names be handled, and is there a blurring of CC and G spaces? And what should be the cost and pricing structure for new TLDs, both application fee and ongoing fee? So, in fact, some of your work can be drawn from what's going to be happening. Your opinions can be informed, and, of course, you can have input into those discussions. So your working group has possibly a greater likelihood of more substantial output because it's the focus of a whole half afternoon for the ICANN meeting as well. Now, because of that, we will be asking four people, and obviously I'm wanting to, in fact I am allowed to put in five because I've pointed out to them I have five regions, and if we choose to do it regionally, that's what we should be allowed to do. But for those 90-minute sessions that will be running on those three questions, we will actually have delegates sitting around a round table or a U-shaped table, and I would be hoping that at least two of your working group people, if not more, will be able to be sitting at that table and leading an ICANN-wide discussion with views that you have worked on. So you might also want to think about having people who are able to bring regional diverse views, and I would like to think views that are reflecting the wider community input that has happened so far on these questions. So just as a placeholder there, when you meet in Mexico, I'll be coming around and seeing who we might be able to hijack for this exercise, and then we will be having another group of people, another four or five people, sitting in the second session, which is improving policy development, and is talking about process and how policies need to be developed within ICANN. It is not going to be the chairs of the support organisations and advisory committees. We all want it to be the members of our community that are doing this. So your working group is going to be showcased.
Very good. This is part of what you said is good news, but also bad news.
I just lost the date. What day is it?
Monday.
On Monday?
Monday.
Okay.
Okay, so I would like to summarize, in fact. Are we agree on the methodology we discussed it about?
Repeat it, please.
Do all of us agree on the methodology we suggested about?
Yes. What is the methodology, Khaled? Would you please repeat it? Yes.
Three parts: general UGTLD, IDN, and guidebook. I am in charge of the general UGTLD. IDN is with Hyung, and the guidebook. I suggest if Rudy can be in charge of that, and all of us are in charge of giving Rudy comments on each model, one or more models per person. Okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Good. Very good. So, can we agree on the date of the next teleconference? 25th.
Yes.
The next week. I don't know about your traveling date. Mine is 26th.
I am traveling 27.
The others are okay for the 25th.
Yeah,
I'm traveling from 26.
Okay.
It took me 2 days to arrive in Mexico City.
You're the most unlucky one.
Hang on, guys, I can't help myself. I'm going to Mexico City via Tokyo and Vancouver.
Oh, you're the most unlucky one. How many days are you traveling?
So it's going to take me more than 2 days to get there.
But it's worth it to avoid U.S. immigration.
Actually, it's worth it for a far more cheaper fare. My aim was to make sure that as I travel huge distances, that we got the most cost-effective fare. So more of my time, but less of our money.
Why you didn't choose the sea? It's better in your case.
But if you fly the other way around, it takes you 1 day more or less.
What is amusing for you, perhaps, is when I come back via San Francisco. Now, that makes even more sense.
Okay, so the 25th is okay for everyone?
Yes,
yep.
It's okay for me.
We will ask...
Going to
we will...
the same time of your call?
Excuse me?
1500 UTC, same time?
Oh, yes.
Sounds good.
Yes, yes. Yes, I think so.
I didn't hear anything.
She proposed the same time for the teleconference.
Ah, okay, very good. I will ask the staff if they can send us a doodle so we can confirm the
vote.
The vote. Thank you very much, all of you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Hong. Bye. Hong. Just before you go.
Hong Xue. Left.
Come on.
Adam Leibovich.
Left.
Heike Jensen.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Omar Kaminski from Brazil.
Left.
Rudy.
Left.
Hello.
Left.
Tijani Benjima.
Left.
A Deagle operator.
Left.